Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Spirits Healing Circle, where we'll explore ways to let go of our fears to become free. Tonight we're going to do things a little bit differently. We're going to have a conversation. It's just three of us so far, and if somebody else joins us, we'll bring you in on the conversation. But I have with me tonight in the studio Kat Edwards and Jean Salch. And Jean, you were just talking about energy. Can you put forward what you were just talking about? I was distracted by this food in front of me. Jean, are you on mute, hon? Well, Kat, you wanted to talk about self-reflection and meditation, and I think that would be a
healing.
Healing? Okay.
Yeah, through meditation practice.
Mm.
Yeah. But I did like Jean's suggestion of discussing the energy changes that are going on, but I think that she's more of an expert on that than me. So I'm hoping she comes back online so we can discuss that as well.
Well, but
I'd like her to take the lead on that.
Sure. I just got a message from her that she's muted and her mic is showing live, so let me just try shifting it back to and see what happens. Jean, I'm working on you. There you are. You're muted.
Thank
again?
You, David, you had me. No, you had me muted, honey.
Not on the switchboard, sweetheart. The switchboard showed your mic open. But the important thing is that you're there now.
Well, you know, it's just really funny because when you said, Jean, do you want to elaborate on what you were just saying? And I went to speak, and I heard you going, so I looked at my phone.
Yeah, and I thought you were muted on your end, but...
No, it's so funny, but see, that's just something that we can laugh about.
To laugh, you know, about this life that we're in. If we can't laugh, we're not going to have a very happy time of it.
Well, exactly, and I'm sure Kat will also agree, and you will probably also agree that the more that we can see the humor in things, not in a disrespectful way, of course, but in the humor of how the universe works. And Kat, please forgive me. I didn't hear the last couple things that you said because I was writing David to let him know that I was not muted. Please say it again, please.
No, that's all right. Oh, we were just discussing what we were going to discuss tonight. that was about it. I had brought up using meditation to self-heal, and you had brought up the energy shift. And I said, well, I'm not really an expert in that. You are, so I'd rather you take the lead in that one.
All right, well, you know what? It's really not that difficult, and you'll get totally what I'm talking about because I know you will, and so will David, and hopefully all the listeners. There, in the month of, May, there were several galactic portals that opened around the world, giving humanity an opportunity to step forward, to step higher into the 5D conscious awareness. And as a result, you'll notice around the world that the elementals have been basically kind of like running amok because they're all stirred up by the winds and the storms that are happening around the world. So as a result, it's affecting the elementals inside us, which is also having an impact on what needs to come to the surface and be released. So perfect for us to talk about meditations for that too.
Okay, so it's all going to work out well.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm not
can you elaborate on the elemental?
Can you elaborate more on
the elementals and what's going on there?
Sure. Well, you know the elementals such as water, air, fire, earth, love, right? So those are the elementals that I'm talking about. So when galactic portals and gateways get opened for humanity's highest good, then certain ones can stir the pot, so to speak, but stirring each human being internally. Now, it all depends on where they're at in their daily practice of their life. If they're in a 3D mode mainstream place, then it's going to be more difficult for them, especially if they're in a place of non-forgiveness. And then you take the people who are consciously aware, but maybe they're not aware of what's going on from what I'm mentioning now. It is going to stir whatever is lingering within them. Now, we as human beings also have the five elementals within us. Earth is our body, air is our breath, fire is our physical heart, the one that beats, water is the water within our system, because every human being has water, and the fifth element is love with your high heart. So if the elementals are being stirred as a result of the galactic portals being opened, and there were three huge ones open in a two-week period. So if you look back at all the devastations like around the earth, such as earthquakes and storms and stuff and winds and tornadoes, it really increased. But at the same time, it also increased awareness. Does that make sense on everything? So when the elementals are stirred outside, the elementals will stir your inside elementals within you if they're not balanced and in harmony. So one of the things I do when I do my Tuesday night meditations, we always, that's one of the things we include. We include balancing those because people don't think about that on a regular basis. I'm done. Thank you, David.
Oh, no problem. That's fine. Thank you. I was just going to say I'm following you, but your thinking is at a higher, not at a different level than I'm at. So it's hard for me to conceive of the portholes that you talked about opening up and how that is affecting people that may live in a 3D dimension. And maybe it would be also useful if you could explain what a 4D dimension is before we reach the 5D dimension that you referred to earlier.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the definition is out there in the world, but my personal perception of it is this, that it's the beginning stages of moving you forward through the fourth dimensional levels to get to the fifth. So I believe that the fourth dimension is a place where you are on your way forward.
Yes.
And humanity, we are shifted into the 4D realm right now. And about 20 years ago, my guides told me that Mother Earth was going to shift dimensionally, meaning that there would be two Earths. Now, not two Earths maybe physically, okay, but two Earths in the ways of the 3D realm thinkers and wannabes, continues, And then the 4D Earth that will eventually shift completely into the 5D Earth.
Well, I believe there are multiple Earths. I mean, as you say, not physical planets, but I think that there are so many possible realities that are occurring at the same time that affect us and the path that we're on, and that we can choose to move off that path at any point and shift into what may be an altered reality from the one that we were in.
I agree with what you're saying, but the other flip side that I also agree with is that if a person, let's say in this time period, right, humanity has, I just want you to know that everything being stirred by these galactic portals, those are divine galactic portals, you know, and anyone who's awakened and aware has the opportunity to raise their consciousness. Okay, so I just want to make sure that's clear. You know, it's opportunity for everyone.
Yes, that is clear.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's Pat, what do you want to say?
Moving along.
I want to pick your brain about what a galactic portal is a bit more, if that's okay. And just for people who are maybe new to their awakening, or they don't understand at all. So we've got the Star Trek version of a portal. Is that the correct visualization? Or how would one visualize what a galactic portal is?
Well, I can tell you what a stargate looks like, and I can go by memory because I have opened a few in the past over the years. You have to stand in a certain direction. Your heart has to be in a certain vibration level. And then you're guided. It's almost like, if you want to look at it from a human level, it's like almost like a combination lock. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go on.
No, go ahead, please.
I was thinking was it sounds like a psychic technology. Would take a physical technology and expand it further so that you've got to include the heart-brain sequence into the technology in order for it to work. Would that be correct?
Yes, I think that's what I just said, but yes. But at the same time, you have to be completely, like you just said, grounded with the heart of Mother Earth. And it's not just something that you randomly go out to do. You know, I was asked to do this.
And I know it's a little bit off topic, but the kind of thing that you're talking about, it reminds me of conversations I've listened to between David Wilcock and Corey Good, and they're discussing technology for interstellar travel and the spacecraft that they're discussing. If you were just a totally 3D-minded person, you get in behind it and not know what on earth to do. As soon as you start connecting with your heart and use the heart-mind connection and you go in on it on a psychic level, suddenly the machine works. So it's what you're talking about. I know it's not like a spaceship, but it's that level of thinking using heart-brain connection, which we know science has proven it does exist, but you're using it through meditation practice, going into interdimensionally working with the divine consciousness to assist humanity by opening these stargates and portals. Would that be correct?
Yes, very correct.
Okay, I got it right.
I believe that every human being is a piece of the beautiful tapestry puzzle. And we all came here for, yes, our personal growth and learning. But I also believe that we all came here to for the transition of humanity fully waking up and working together and living in harmony. So I believe that some of us have certain soul contracts that when we reach a certain time and level in our lives that we proceed to do. Does that make sense the way I said it?
Mm.
Yes.
Like, here's a perfect example, if I could share this. Back in, I guess it was February, it could have been March, I was guided to ask someone if I could come and stay at their condo on the beach, okay? And I didn't tell them why, except to promote my business. So my purpose for going realistically, I mean, truthfully, was to open some amazing gateways to another level for humanity, and I had to do it on the beach. So it worked out perfectly where this person allowed me to stay at their place. And I had the whole place to myself, which was great, because then I could do a lot of preparation. And you know how we sometimes struggle as human beings to trust our inner guides, that if we don't have the money, or how are we going to get there, or I don't speak the language, it always works out. Isn't that true? It always works out when we surrender.
Yeah, somehow, some way. If you're in the flow.
Yes.
Yeah. If your heart, because people recognize the heart, and they recognize, people don't understand that they're telepathic unless they're aware that they're telepathic. I mean, they don't understand that they pick up on energies and subtleties unless they've been taught that. So even if you're complete atheist, you'll still pick up on whether or not that's somebody you want to help, and whether or not that's something you want to do. And when you're in the flow,
I agree with you.
It just people open doors, don't they?
Yes. Yeah,
because they act like the hand of the Great Spirit. They don't realize it, but they are.
Well, right.
Seems like what you're talking about right now is intuition, which most people, I think, can relate to. That feeling that they have in their gut. I mean, whether or not they believe they are telepathic, we all have intuition, which is, it's a form of telepathy, if you will. And it's something that we can all use to sense what it is that keeps us moving along the path, if you will.
When you're in the flow, as Jean was saying, she went, she approached that friend. They said yes, and then it ended up that she could have the place to herself to do all the preparation and then to go and do a shamanic work.
Mm-hmm.
And when I know and love Jean, but when I think about how the Great Spirit handed her everything that she needed in order to go and do the work that needed to be done, it's such a beautiful blessing, and it's wonderful that we can share in it by discussing it now. But then to also in my imagination visualize a wise woman on the beach doing a ritual that will assist the evolution and healing of humanity, I feel very honored that that happened, but I also feel a delight in my heart to think about it.
Mm.
So I want to thank you, Gina. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful that
you
would go
you.
And do that, and that you've been given the opportunity to go and do it. But
would you like to know the four doors?
How many genes? I was going to say, how many genes are there around the world? How many men and women, children of Gaia Sophia, shaman, are going out there and they're doing this good work, and we should be grateful.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm always grateful
and what you're doing,
Jane,
is... you're one of the network of Indigenous elders around the world who are standing up and shaking the shackles and bondage of religion and coming back to their truth. This is my true spiritual work. This is who I am. I work with my Mother Gaia Sophia and the Great Spirit. I'm here to serve and help and evolve. And I see it with my dear friend, Myra Anderson, who's a Polynesian elder. And I see it with other people, Celtic people, teachers, the Indigenous people of the world. Rise up, take the shackles of religion off you. Come back to who you truly are. You're absolutely magnificent, glorious beings who deserve every ounce of gratitude. And please bring us your teaching. Jean, keep teaching us, please.
Jean, what were you going to say, honey?
I don't remember anymore.
That's okay. the moral of the story is, the moral of the story is, if you have something that is a profound thought that you want to share, talk over whoever is talking, and they'll get the idea that there's something important that you want to share. Unfortunately, with this virtual studio, where we're not sitting there and looking at one another so that we can tell when somebody is done talking or going to continue on, that's the way we have to do it, unless I were to just open one mic at a time, and I can do that too. What would be your preference?
I'm not offended. Are you offended, Kat?
No, I was just having an outpouring of love.
Yeah, it's all good, David. I think three of us are fine.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I've learned that I have to do, is sometimes I just have to talk over in order to interject something. So feel free to do that if you really have something that you want to share. And by the way, we do have another caller on the line. Let's see if they want to be involved in the discussion. And don't be shy, area code 216. I'm just going to come and see what your name is. Hi, what's your first name?
Hey, how you doing? This is Desmond.
Hey, how you doing, Desmond?
Pretty good. I caught some of the conversation. I want to ask, how's everybody doing, first of all? And second of all, I wanted to ask, Jimmy, I just want to get some detail, because I know like a couple of months ago, to my experience, was like the initiation, getting the update, getting ready for 5D. And I guess it seemed like last week or 2 weeks ago, it seemed like it was like step one to 5D, at least for me. You know, things are changing, and since stuff in 3D, I can't even tolerate anymore. So it's like It seems like, you know, the universe, ancestors are pushing me more and more to this, my calling and what I'm supposed to do, you know. So it just seems like it's getting a little more intense, if you ask me, through my experience here. After you comment on that, I had a question for everybody, like, later on. But if anybody want to comment on that, go ahead. Go ahead. Right now.
Go ahead, Des.
Well,
what's
go
your
ahead.
Question?
Sorry, I couldn't quite understand.
Yeah, I was having a hard time, too, Desmond.
Go ahead. Desmond, what I picked up from you is that you've noticed that over the last couple of weeks, you're raising your conscious awareness and your higher self is pushing you to expand more. Is that what you were saying?
Correct. Correct. Like, it seems okay. Like in maybe March, it was like everybody was getting upgraded to 5D. Not everybody, but certain people was getting upgraded to 5D. And then it seemed like maybe 2 weeks ago was like the step one to 5D. So, you know, so some things in 3D I can't even tolerate anymore. So it's just like, the thing is this constant progression. So it's like it's almost like I have no choice but to step into it. So.
Perfect. And what is your question?
I understand what you're saying now, Desmond.
Okay.
And what is your question?
My question for all y'all, do you think you're going to come back here for another trip or maybe to another Earth hemisphere where it's a little lighter, like not so much chaos, or you think are you interested in coming back? And if so, doing what, same thing or a different experience? So that's the question I had. But would you do that on another Earth plane that's a little less chaotic? Or what do you choose to experience and come on if you choose to come back?
That's a good question.
Actually, Desmond, yeah, it's a great question, and everybody's going to answer you, but if you go back to the beginning of the show, Desmond, you'll get some answers about your question, but David and Kat and I will elaborate. Whoever wants to go first, go ahead, please.
Go for it, Kat.
Well, I used to think I didn't want to come back because all of the murder, all of the hardship, all of the struggle, all of the ugliness, I couldn't cope with it. But then I began to evolve within myself out of the situation that I was in personally, where I was seeing struggle in my own life. And I let go of toxic people, and I let go of toxic habits, and I let go of ill health and focused on health. I let go of food that didn't serve me and focused on food that did. And I began to heal. And as I've gone through the healing process, I've gone through bouts of extreme loneliness, but rather lonely than be around toxic people. And I've grown, and then I've begun to attract more positive people. I've began to notice, this one I can't trust, let that one go. That sort of deal. And my experience has become, in my life, has become more and more peaceful. And it's gone from ugliness to easiness. Not complete ease. Things aren't perfect for me. And there's a lot of things that need upgrading, but I'm upgrading within first. So make it within and then outside will come. So where I'm going is that as my soul evolves and I, my personality along with it, I no longer attract the situations that cause me to be a part of the struggle. So therefore, if I were to reincarnate back on this planet, the way people are now, as I have evolved, I may reincarnate with challenges, but I have less karma to deal with because I have had less drama to deal with.
Mm.
So I haven't created problems for myself to unravel. Is that the whole point of karma is it's the great leveler, and it's there for you to learn. And so if I've learned enough, I don't have to go. I don't have to go back to grade one. I already learned it. I went off to grade two, grade three, grade four, all the way up to grade 12, and then I'm no longer in school. I learned it. So to reincarnate on this planet again, I most likely would, but I wouldn't most likely have earned a reincarnation that involves a more peaceful life. And I don't necessarily think that's a life full of money and riches. A peaceful life is a life where your connection with Mother Earth and Father Sky is in unity. And therefore everything begins to flow and the experiences you have are more of beauty. So in that way of thinking, yeah, I'd come back. But I would also like to obviously go over holiday. That'd be good too.
Thank you for that humorous note, Kat. I'm just watching the time. Jean, what would you like to say?
Excuse me. What would I like to add? I was so engrossed in listening to Kat. Yes, I agree with everything that Kat said. I have noticed the same thing in my life, too. And yes, it is lonely until you start attracting more like-minded people that are awakened and aware and want to see the positive in themselves and each other. That's all I really wanted to add.
Do you want to come back?
To what? Oh.
Do you want to reincarnate? That's the question. To what? Do you want to come back and to what?
You can check in with me. Check in with me after you go around again, please.
Sure. No problem. I was also captivated by what you had to say, Kat, because I could relate to a lot of what you were talking about. I feel like I have had so much karma to overcome in this life, and there has been a lot of drama, a lot of pain and suffering, and coming to terms with behaviors that were not serving my spirit. And I have let go of most of them. I'm still struggling with some. And I recognize that I will have more karma to overcome after this lifetime. I would prefer not to come back, but I know realistically I will have to come back. There's not enough time in my life in the life that I have currently, there's not enough time left to overcome everything. At least that's my feeling or sense about it today. I could be wrong, but I do. If I have any choice in the matter, I too am looking for peace, a life where I will attain peace, and it would be lovely if that was my experience from the get-go. I'm realistic enough to know that that's not going to be the case. but the one prayer that I've been taught that really resonates for me and that I say over and over is the Serenity Prayer. And the first three lines of it are, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that has been a very healing prayer for me. And those are things that I pray for in this life, and realizing more and more as I move through life and attracting more like-minded people into my life and letting go of people that do not serve me. But I've had some real lessons around that, as you both know. So that's my take, or that's my answer to your question, Desmond. Jean, I'm coming back to you if you'd like to share.
Yes, now, thank you. I'm ready. Well, I've already been told that I have one more life here on Earth, but when I come back in my next incarnation on Earth, I will be living on the 5D realm Earth. Now, in that lifetime, which is my next incarnation, I will also be time traveling back and forth for human beings that have gone through enough of their process where they're ready to now enter the 4D realms and start expanding their consciousness. Originally, I agree with Kat. Originally, I did not want to come back before things started to shift and I started to see changes and witnessing more love and kindness acts in the world. I didn't want to come back because I felt like, why come back to this enslaved and constantly battling with the human negative energies? But then, you know, add in the extraterrestrials who are not on team love. You know, there's a whole lot involved. So when you think about all that, and then the people out there who practice negative practices, you know, and being on this path is not an easy path, but we do it because we know in the end it's going to be magnificent for everyone. So I have dug my heels out of the dirt, and I am joyfully ready for the next lifetime when that comes.
Wonderful.
Because it will
Desmond,
be here.
How about
but
you?
I'm 5 feet.
I know a couple of years back when I was just starting to transition, I was saying to myself, like, this, I know I didn't sign up for this. Let me see the contract. It's something. This is just too much. But after growing more and understanding, you know, people and dealing with certain karmas that were put on lifetime, the family and everything, once you get past that, you kind of have a greater understanding of what's going on. But if I do come back, I would probably, I don't know, I definitely want to be a musician, like healing people through music, but I'll come back. I don't know if it'd be here or another earth or maybe a little higher vibrational earth, you know, I don't know. But I would definitely want to experience a little, you know, growing up, I would want to experience just a little turbulence, so that, you know, that definitely makes you who you are. But I would want to meet like minds earlier on in life than later on. You know, that's what I would prefer, you know. Because starting out, it'd be kind of lonely because the friends you grow with are not really into it. So I would like to meet early on, you know, if I come back, meet those people like a little more earlier on, you know. So, but yeah, I'll definitely come back. These will go around here, you know.
Thank you, Desmond. Well, I wonder if we could segue into Kat's suggested topic around healing through meditation. Kat, you want to talk a little bit about where you were going with that?
Oh, yeah, well, it was just what I focused on today. Actually, I've got an upper respiratory infection, so I apologize if you probably hear me coughing a little bit. But it's currently at this moment in time better than it was at 6 o'clock this morning, and here I'm in the bush, in the Australian bush in Queensland. It's 9:40 a.m. So the difference for me is massive, and the reason is because excuse me a moment. I've also got a cyst on my thyroid, so I still got a weird feeling in my vocal cords. I sat and I meditated, and I focused on my throat chakra, which, of course, is blue. And I focused on it thinning out any... Oh, excuse me. Sorry, it's funny because I'm starting to talk about it, so I'm getting the feelings in my throat. I started focusing on any yuckiness coming out of it, any germs, anything in there that wasn't for my highest good. And I poured pure light. So I empowered my chakra by focusing on my chakra being clear. And so it sort of shot, you know, it's like a blower, like, you know, when you blow, you get one of those blowers that you blow leaves off the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks in clean air at one end and blows leaves away out of the other. So I sort of created a vortex like that where I was sucking in healing light in one end and blowing out negative energy out of the other. And I just focused on that, and I kept focusing on that. And as I was focusing on that, I began to see the golden light of my soul, and I began to see purple energy coming in. And I just kept focusing on it. Sometimes my monkey mind did interfere. But then I noticed that was beginning to quieten more and more, and the things that my monkey mind was saying were less intrusive. And I kept just stayed in this place, and then a spontaneous cough happened, and I coughed up a whole lot of sick, and I got rid of a whole lot of phlegm and sick yuck that was sitting there in my upper respiratory tract that I just wouldn't have been able to get rid of any other way. That's the power of meditation. That's the power of your mind. Obviously, I need to keep doing it because I've still got something in there that's affecting my vocal cords and making it a little bit tickly. But I fully recommend, I'm not discounting allopathic medicine. If you need to go and see the doctor or you need to go and go to the hospital, go. But go into meditation. Use the power of your own mind to heal your body. Your body is such an amazing machine, and it's an analog antenna. You know, it brings in anything you want it to bring in. If you want it to bring in negative energy, it'll bring that in. If you want to bring in positive energy, it'll bring that in too. So focus on by using the power of visualization. I mean, when I was growing up, if you had an imagination, there was something wrong with you. You were cuckoo. Oh, that's just your imagination, meaning that's a ridiculous thing. But that was a lie. The imagination is incredibly powerful. And you don't have to go far to see documentaries on people who've changed their lives through meditation and focusing on healing.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, that was just my experience this morning. But I'm sure that other people on the panel, including maybe you, Desmond, you've had times when you've used the power of your mind to heal. And when we're out in nature, as I am for the great fortune of being at the moment at my friend's property, it allows you to feel that sense of connection too. And so I'd recommend meditation in nature, but if it's too cold or too hot, just sit with a pot plant at least. You need to have that connection with Mother Earth. That's all part of it, because your body is an earthly body. So I think part of the thing with meditation is we have to remember that our body is part of the meditation and that we can heal our body. What do you think, Jean?
We'll give Jean a minute to unmute.
Sorry, my chin must have hit it.
I think...
no problem.
What was I saying? What was the last sentence you said?
You're quite well versed in meditation practice, Jean, aren't you?
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be like fully in my body here, and I keep getting pulled out. Yes, what I was saying when I didn't realize I was muted is this, that meditation is an awesome form for a self-healing and personal growth and more conscious awareness. Meditation in nature, by connecting with nature, like even Kat suggested, even, you know, a pot plant, a tree. Trees and rocks, especially like big boulders, they're always excited when we sit and meditate with them. But it's always a good practice to say, hello there, beautiful pine tree. May I have permission to sit and meditate with you and share love? And you'll be amazed at what information will be shared, the love experience that will be shared, and that's also another form of meditation, you know. I think being present in all moments is a form of meditation in conscious awareness. There we go.
Thank you, Jean. I just wanted to chime in for a minute. I believe that meditation has healed a couple of physical things for me. I had been told by conventional doctors that I had lung disease, and I also had been told that I had a problem with my heart. And I did not accept those things to be true. Had a much better meditation practice at that time than I do now, but the upshot is that at a later point in time, I saw some doctors, and I saw a specialist, a pulmonary specialist, and I asked him if he thought I had emphysema or COPD, which I had been told I had, and he said, absolutely not a sign of it. And likewise, with the heart, I was sent into a cardiologist, and they were going to put a stent in my heart, and they did a catheterization, and he said to me, I don't know what to say, but there's no problem here. And I said, I know what to say. It's simply God. And so I have had the experience of having physical healing, and I do believe that comes from meditation. More so than that, it's been useful to me in dealing with problems related to the mind. And I love what Jean was saying about meditating in nature, because that is one of the most powerful forms of meditation for me. And that's all I wanted to say. I don't know if there's something you'd like to add, Desmond.
Let's see. Yeah, I was going to agree with if you're able to meditate out in nature and possibly plan, but even if you can, I wish I had a backyard so I could just put my feet on Mother Earth and get all the food, you know, I really love that. It seems like I'm in peace when I sit down in nature. So that's a very, very powerful practice in meditating in nature. So if I don't do it in nature, I'm going to start doing that. Or if not, I'll play some music, like maybe some jazz, and I try to tap in like that. So the meditation is... It gets you back to ground zero, and it grounds you. So that's an excellent point. That's all I had to say about that.
David, can I just add something to Desmond just said real quick?
Sure.
Just super quick. Desmond, wherever it is that you live, if it's a distance for you to get into a park or nature, if you could always get a plant, okay, because that's the next best thing that you can do for people who live, like, in a city. Go ahead, Kat. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, I agree with you. That's exactly my thought. Get some nature in your house. Get images of nature up on your walls and get some pot plants. And if you're like, oh, well, I don't know if I'll remember to water them every day, you can get those crystals that expand and hold water. So you just need to water it once a month. And you can get slow-release fertilizer. So you can have plants in your apartment. Rainforest plants are perfect for inside. And also, I've found the plants in my house, at times, the energy of them, you know, they have their own consciousness. And I remember distinctly walking into my apartment with somebody, when I was living in an apartment, with somebody from the building, and the plants instantly didn't like him. And I felt their energy come at him, and he went, oh, I've got to leave. And so I might sound like a complete fruitcake, but hey, I'm the kind of person that would talk to my plants. So I feel like plants are magical. They're absolutely magical. And with them, special plants, you talk to shamans in your region who deal with the indigenous plants of your region. In particular, certain plants have a consciousness that is a teaching consciousness. And it's really important to know about that, because you can bring some of these plants into your home and they will act like a broadcaster to you, to teach you and to assist you in your consciousness growth. I think people completely underestimate plants. They think they just sit there and they're green and they bring in oxygen and that's about it. But there's way more going on. Way more going on with a humble plant.
I couldn't agree more. Well, does anybody else have any final thoughts they would like to offer? We're running toward the end of the hour here, and we're going to finish up at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We have about 5 minutes left. So if anybody has any final thoughts that they'd like to share, please go for it.
I would just like to add that to everyone here and everyone who will listen later in the archives, that you're not alone. You have your guardian angels, you have your spirit guides, and you have us and people, other people out there like us.
Thank you, Jane. Kat, anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, well, I think I just want to build on what Jean said, and I totally agree. You're not alone, even though at times you may feel alone. But, you know, when you get to a place where you realize you're done with all the toxicity and you let it go, it can get lonely, but stick in there. It is hard. Sometimes we do want to put on the television so that you've just got some human voices for comfort. But if you know it's for your highest good to have that off and to read a book, persist, read the book. If you're lonely and you think, oh, I could just ring that friend up and make an arrangement to go and see them, think about the consequences of going and seeing them. What would the conversation be focused on? Would it be focused on negativity? Don't ring them. Instead, take yourself off to a film or go for a walk in the park. Go to the shops and smile and chat to the shopkeeper. The more that you focus on being in love with your life and grounded in Mother Gaia Sophia and connected into spirit because you're in love with your life, the easier it'll be and the nicer people will be, and people have opportunities and they'll give them to you. Slowly but surely it'll evolve. So stick with it. Don't think loneliness is the only, it's always going to be that way. It's only just part of the transition. Now, I also want to thank Desmond for ringing in. Thank you so much. Where are you from, Desmond?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland. Wonderful. Well, I really appreciate you ringing in and adding to the conversation. And I hope that you have a really profound, wonderful experience in your journey that really assists in your evolution in the coming weeks. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yes, Desmond, I want to thank you too. You always add to the show when you call in, and you're a profound thinker, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate your input and willingness to share. And Jean and Kat, thank you, each of you, for tonight. I think what we're going to do is just close with a moment of silence and then let go for this week. So if everybody just wants to breathe a few deep healing breaths, and then I will take us away after we breathe. Let's breathe three long healing breaths.
May I just
thank you, everybody, for your input.
That, whoever has all those beautiful birds singing, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I'm sorry, David. I had to comment on that because it's been beautiful through the whole show.
That's not a problem, Jane. Thank you.
This is the property that I'm on outside of Gympie in Queensland.
It's beautiful.
It's full of birds.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've added a lot to the background. And so thank you, Gympie, for providing wildlife for us to enjoy during the show.
See, there is no time. There is no time. You're over in the USA. It's nighttime. I'm here in the day. And you've got the birds.
Yes.
You've got the Aussie bush.
Oh, yes. All right, everybody. Good night and God bless.
Much love, everyone.
Much love.
Good night, everyone. Love.
Good night.